Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Yeah, the other day, I also picked money. Three 50K notes. I was running out of money, and I picked it at my children's school. Okay, I'm walking towards my car. Then I look down, and there's money. Three 50K notes, 150,000. I didn't tell the children in the car because I knew what they would say. Take it to the principal, but take it to the principal for what? You understand? Yes, hallelujah. Yeah, I was running out of money and I needed money. But anyway, then God, okay. I don't know how God got that money down there. But somehow I was so happy, you people. Glory be to God. Amen. And thereafter, more money came, which sorted out what I needed to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Okay. You people are laughing at picking money. But the day you need money and you pick money, you realize that what? It's a big thing. Hallelujah. And there's that money which, now like that one, you return it where? The person you give it to, they're just going to what? Okay. There was some years ago at my wife's former workplace, people found, it was how much? $28,000 in the bathroom, eh? $28,000. Okay? So the person who found it took it to the head of the organization. The what? Anyway, there was a thing, and now the head of the organization was sharp, a lady. So there's a way in which she could observe everyone, and she took the money. In fact, she said that she found how much? $280. Eh? In $1 what? Ooh, bills. Do you understand? So she was sharper, I think she was, and now she's a rich woman. Okay, for some reason, the rich seem to oftentimes be wiser when it comes to money than those who don't have it. Okay? So, you know, they brought it to her. I think she was like, these idiots. You know? So she was, then she said, it was $28. Eh? 2008, you know, and one K. Hallelujah. Anyway, so I wasn't going to do that, okay? Eden, you've just heard the testimony. I picked 150K in the parking lot or as I walked to my car, okay? When was that? It was the other week. I think, Sam, it was on which day? I think it was like Wednesday or Tuesday. Hallelujah. So God is what? God is good. Hallelujah. He takes care of us. Hallelujah. So I don't know whether it was a raven, like Elijah, amen? But I thank God, amen? Yes, I thank God, and I testified 1 week later when I was sure that my kids were not around. So good to see all of you. Yes, good to see Judith. Let's give Judith a big hand clap. Judith is in the house. Hallelujah. But there's someone who came to me last week and said that you only welcomed Bob. And who else? Honest, and someone else. Then they told me that I haven't been in church for 3 or 2 weeks, and you didn't walk out, okay? Hey, glory be to God. Yes, Flora, good to see you. There's a visitor who's seated next to Eden, behind Christine. Yes, madam, yes, good to see you. Yeah. What are your names? Your names, please. Oh, you're from Kenya? Yes. Yeah, we welcome Kenyans here. Glory be to God. Yes, we had Kenyans here last Sunday, and it was a blessing. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. There's a visit, I think, Joanne, you all come. How? Already? Who else? Visitors. Okay, that's all, isn't it? Glory be to God. And Esther's brother, okay? He's a visitor. You stand up and welcome your well. Hey. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Flora, I didn't think you'd be here. Amen. I was talking to someone up country last evening. Okay, we're talking like for an hour. Then all of a sudden they're like, wait. Then they come back later and they're like, yeah, Dr. Flora has just been here. So I had to run and talk to her. And then now, let's continue our conversation. So that's how I got to know that one. Yeah, so I'm surprised that she's here because she was going to travel a long distance back to Kampala. Hallelujah. Now, 2 Timothy, please don't laugh at my specs. They're just for someone supposed to get me new specs, I think, this week. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 says that. 2 Timothy, yes, okay. Paul tells Timothy that, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying on of my hands. Hallelujah. Paul tells Timothy that, stir up the gift of God, which is within you. Okay, now, as we prayed last on Thursday, I felt like God wanted me to talk about giving. All right? Giving. So as we pressed, I felt the leading. And the scripture which came up that I should use to introduce a subject was this. Okay? Stir up the gift of God which is in you. All right? And today, specifically, we're talking about the gift of giving. Hallelujah. Okay? God wants us to stir up the gift of giving, okay, that is within us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Yes, by the way, once again, give a big hand clap to the worship team. Yes, Esther is here. Okay? It is good when Teddy is here because she's the one who clicks my sign language. Okay? I think 3 weeks ago, she wasn't here. And I was making obvious signs of what they should do. And people were not clicking, they were doing what? and I was like, Teddy is not, he's not here to help me. All right? Today I did the same thing, and someone, I think, almost misled her. Then she came and inquired of me to be sure. Is this what you said? So, yeah, but the worship team, you did wonderful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, stir up the gift of God that is within you. Eh? And specifically, we're talking about the gift of giving. Hallelujah. I'm not preaching this because Balo got a bonus. No. Last week, he told us he got an increment, yeah? Now, I didn't know that was a bonus he got, so amen. But I look forward to that time when I'll also be saying those things of, Rachel gave me an increment. Okay, then I got a bonus in media. Glory be to God. Those things are nice, isn't it? Hallelujah. Those things are what? Hey, and when this church, when we get a lot of money, I'll be doing that to the what? To the people who will be working for the church. Mid-year bonus. Okay, then end of year bonus. Hallelujah. Okay? Then some of you will start writing, inquiring how we use your money. Glory be to God. When you hear that people are getting media bonus, end of year. By the way, there's an organization like that. which I know of, which does that. In fact, people receive end-of-year bonus. In fact, they are lawyers. Okay, end-of-year bonus. Then I think in January or February, they receive another bonus. Because they spent all the money in what? December. So in January, man, guys get another bonus. Glory be to God. Isn't that cool? Yes. Okay. Glory be to God. Bob, what do you think about that arrangement? Okay. Now, those are the things which I think you said was doing. Okay. The white chaps were giving themselves taxpayers' dime, and Trump was like, it ain't happening again. Okay. By the way, Uzungus are some of the most corrupt chaps. I hope you know that. Anyway, that's another one, subject. Hallelujah. So stir up the gift of God that is within you. Today we are specifically talking about the gift of giving. Okay? It is similar to what God said in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16 through Paul, when he said that, do not forget to do good and to share, for which with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Okay, do not forget to do good and to share. Stir up the gift of God, the gift of giving that is within you. Glory be to God. Now, concerning giving, and maybe this is a reason why you should stir up that gift, okay? There are four parties which are blessed by it, okay? Four parties or four groups of people who are blessed by your giving. Okay? Of course, the first person is the recipient. The person who receives the money or whatever, the dress, okay, that you're giving them. Okay? The second person who benefits from that is the giver. All right? The third person or the third party that benefits from that or that is blessed by that is other people, okay, as I'll show you. And the fourth party that is blessed by our giving is, most importantly, God. Glory be to God. Amen? And I'm going to show you, I'm going to remind you, okay, of these things, okay? And I need to say quickly that the way the recipient or the way the giver is blessed by his giving is through the recipient and also through God himself. You understand? Hallelujah. Now, concerning the recipient, this is how they get blessed. Amen? We find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 13 and 14. Okay? Talking about giving, Paul tells the Corinthians that through the proof of this ministry, okay, the ministry of giving, the people that you have given, okay, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ. And for your liberal sharing with them and all men. Then verse 14 says that, hallelujah. Is this a verse I was looking for? Okay. The recipient, 2 Corinthians 19, through the proof of the ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with all men. There's a scripture we say that their needs get to be supplied. Okay? 12. Eh? Thank you so much. Verse 12. You see, this is why we should thank God that Judith is here today. Okay? That's why we'll welcome her. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Okay? Verse 12. Okay? Verse 12. You have it, isn't it? And you have read it already in your Bibles. It says that for the administration of this service, the service of giving, not only supplies the needs of the saints, okay? We stop there. Okay, so the recipient, their needs are supplied for. Their needs are supplied. That is obvious. Amen? But we need to always see what we believe in the scriptures. Okay, so the administration of this service, the service of giving, the means of giving, supplies the needs of the saints. Hallelujah. It supplies the needs of the what? The saints. Now, remember, I told you that you, the giver, you're blessed, okay, through the recipient and also through God. Amen? Now, how do you get blessed through the recipient, the person you've given to? All right? Now, that we find in verse 13 and 14. It says that through the proof of this ministry, they, the people who are received, glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. And by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Okay? You get to be blessed. People will pray for you. Hallelujah. Okay? And in a sense, there's nothing better someone can give you than praying for you. Praying for you sincerely. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Many years ago, I think it was about maybe like 2016. 2016, yes, it was. That year, we this is a joke. We got a bonus, also us, okay? And we went to the States for a holiday. But it wasn't a bonus. But anyway, we got money and we went to the States for a holiday. Now, while I was there, there's an American who believes in me too much, or who used to believe in me. Okay, some young man. So the guy was so happy. Well, in fact, he paid for our accommodation. The guy said, since you came to the States, accommodation is on me. Hallelujah. Then he told a certain friend of his about me. All right? So the friend linked up with me. We went, we talked about the word of God. Okay? This was the first time I was meeting this gentleman. So we talk, you know. I know that talking when you're walking, because we went around some like a pool of sorts. Walking, man. Just, you know. Now, afterwards, we went, sat at a restaurant to drink something. Then the guy, this American guy who I'd never met, okay, that was the first time I was meeting him, pulled out several $100 bills. It was a lot of money. The guy, you know, pulled out an envelope, many $100 bills. And he gave them to me. Glory be to God. He's like, thank you so much for blessing me. Now, that is not what I'm saying. The reason why I'm saying that is because I came back to Uganda with some of that money. All right? Now, there's a gentleman, some guy, he calls himself an apostle, and I think he's an apostle. Bambi, he gets in touch with me, and he's like, you know, I have been kicked out of the house. He was renting. I've been kicked out of the house. In fact, as I speak right now, I am somewhere. Okay? I've taken shelter at some place. Okay? I'm there. I haven't bathed for about 2 days, you know, I cannot even see the Kujia Namubantu. Like, I cannot come in public, and to meet anyone because man, I've been kicked out of the house because of rent for several months. All right? So, I mean, I felt sorry for him. I remember I had what? I had diamond. All right? So, I was like, okay, you come, let us meet, have some money. I'll give you, then you go pay the landlord and he allows you in the house. So anyway, we met. I gave him money to clear all the rent. And so, sometime later, like more than a month later, okay, he sends me a message. And he tells me that since you gave me that money, I have been praying for you. I've been praying that God gives me a word for you. Okay? And not just these words which I have made up. You know, words which are, but he wanted a word from heaven for the person who blessed him, who took him off the streets of out of the forest. You understand, wherever he was at. So it's like, then he added and said, you know, I was almost giving up because no word was coming. Then he says, and then today I had a dream. Glory be to God. I had a dream, and yes, I think I should share it. So in this dream, so remember this is 2016, before Elvis Mbonye messed up, okay? So, but I'd resigned from that place. So he said that I had a dream, and in this dream, Elvis, okay, at that time, Prophet Elvis, okay, was telling us that the red blood cells got infected. That was a dream. The red blood cells got infected. Okay? And I'm going to do what it takes to clean them up. Okay? Then Elvis continued and says that, and Pastor Moses is going to be at the center of this cleanup. Okay? Like implying that he has to come back and then help me to what? To clean up the what? The red blood cells and the infection. Okay? Then the dream ends. So he sends me the dream. Of course, by that dream, it meant that, like I've told you, or for those of you who know, at that time, things had started getting bad in that fellowship. All right? I'd stepped down, and God continually was telling people that he wanted to get me back. But those are the things I think about, and I'm like, man, okay? In God's eyes, I'm a very serious chap, man. Hallelujah. But sometimes, man, I sit back and I look at myself, and the truth of the matter is, there is a really, like me, when I look at me, okay, I don't see anything worth, like now you guys are listening to me. Okay, humanly speaking, like I don't see why, you know, why you should come and listen to me. You should listen to people like Mr. Balo. Okay, they have, they have been around for some time. They have the wisdom, they have the experience, they are handsome, they have money, they get bonuses. Okay, but they don't get them in what? In anyway, you understand. So anyway, so I look at myself and I'm like, there is nothing about me. But then I remember, but God, not like that Zoe thing. And I'm like, God wanted me in my nothingness. He was like, you are the guy to sort out that thing. Would you understand? And that's, man, I'm like, hey, even me, you know, glory be to God. Me who has only, Gerard, do I have one or two suits? Yeah, I see. There's a shirt I have which I've been wearing, you know. Then anyway, this year I unleashed it. Okay, so I'm, you know, so I wore it like three what Sundays. Yeah, then last Sunday I was when I was bringing it back after I'd worn it the other Sunday. Okay? I was bringing it back. Then my wife was like, but you have overworn that shirt. But I was like, those are yours for me. I came back with it, man. And it was coming back today, but somehow I was like, let me forgive you. Okay? But now you think about those things, and God's like, man. And so the guy had that dream, and God, and Elvis was saying, yeah, Moses is the one who will come and what? Clean up. You remember? I don't know if you remember or you even ever knew. Red blood cells carry oxygen. All right? So, and that oxygen gives life, isn't it, to the body. So if the red blood cells get infected, then man, death is just on the horizon. You understand? Okay, so God was like, before death happens, I need to get back this guy to clean that up. Now, but of course, anyway, like you know, it didn't happen. Okay, and this is the thing. When it comes to the promises of God, and this should comfort many of you, when it comes to the promises of God, okay, if God gives you a promise, but that promise will involve some other actors for it to come to pass, okay, that promise, unless God gives an oath, that promise, in a sense, there is no guarantee that it will come to pass. Because now God has placed other actors in the equation. Hallelujah. Now, the wisdom or the will of God is that for you, you do your part. So that if the other actor doesn't do their part, okay, God's whatever he will do, but for you, you won't have to be blamed by God. Do you understand? So that's what they said, because dreams back in the day, during that time, different people were dreaming, man. When God is like, God, Elvis has to get back this guy. Okay, this guy. Those days, I think I had 4 suits. All right? Yeah, but God has to what? To get back this guy to clean up stuff. Amen? Now, that dreamer, little did he know that months before that, I had a dream. Okay? And in the dream, I was standing. Is this in front of a window? This is in front of a window. Uh-huh. So I was standing in front of a window, and the window had a net. All right? So as I stood there, an Indian, I don't know where he came from, but he came flying, and he was going to hit me. All right? He was going to hit me. So I ducked. Okay? And then he hit himself in the net. Eh? And then when he hit himself in the net, he bounced back and fell down. Okay? And so when he fell down, he was hurting so bad. Eh? All right? Now, the place where he hit, okay? All right? I could see that infection had entered in there. Okay? And it was beginning to spread. You understand? Eh? You remember osmosis? Is that osmosis or diffusion? Eh? Both. You guys should answer those things. Anyway, it began, so where he hit himself, okay, the infection began to spread to the rest of the net. Glory be to God. Now, I knew, and now as he lay down there hurting, he looked at me, okay, he's hurting. For me, I'm looking at him, Bambi, I'm sorrowful. But the guy looks at me and says that, you are the reason why I'm hurting. Because you got out of the way. Like, it didn't make sense, man. He wanted to hit me, so I ducked, then hit himself and fell down. But he's like, you got out of the way, then I hit myself in the net. So he says, you're the reason why I am hurting. And then he told me that when I recover, you're going to see me. You're going to... You are in trouble when I recover from this pain. Okay, now, that got me to understand what the dream was about. Okay, the dream was talking about Zoe, okay? And the reason why I resigned, okay? I resigned because someone was coming to work with me, and I knew that that person was going to mess me up. So for that reason, before I got messed up, I resigned. I'm like, man, let me run out of this place because I'm going to be messed up. You understand? Eh? And now when that person got in there, things went bad in the fellowship. Remember the infection? Eh? Because it wasn't the will of God for that person to get into the fellowship, the leadership. Okay, God had given Elvis and I dreams prior, much earlier, that never get this individual in the leadership or the fellowship. So one day Elvis decides to do it, and I tell him, but remember, we dreamed God warning us. Then he's like, no, I can handle it in the spirit. Then I told him, I'm still a member of the fellowship, but with leadership, I'm out. Okay, so that's what happened. Now, so you can see that dream was similar to the other guy's dream. The red blood cells getting infected, isn't it? Similar stuff. Hallelujah. But now, forget all that I've told you. Just stick with this. Your giving will cause people to pray for you. Hallelujah. People will pray for you. I haven't said that people will have dreams about you. Okay, but the thing is, they will pray for you, Bambi. They will pray for you. People will pray for you. They'll say, God bless that individual. Bless one soul. Whatever they want, God, man, hear their prayers. Answer them. If you have kids, they say, bless their kids. If you're single, they say, give them a spouse. You know, glory be to God. Okay, so the recipient gets blessed. Their needs are supplied. Then you, the giver. One way in which you benefit by blessing the recipient is they pray for you, man. Okay? And they pray for you longingly. Glory be to God. Where is it? Okay? Yeah, those who long for you. Glory be to God. So that is deep, sincere prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, again, I said there are different parties which get blessed by your giving. Now, the second party that gets blessed by your giving are other people. Okay? Okay? Apart from the person who you gave to. Other people also get blessed. One of the ways they get blessed is when they hear what you did. Or when God causes them to hear what you did, or let me say this, God uses what you did to inspire them also. Hallelujah. God uses your giving to inspire others. So in that sense, they also get blessed. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. Paul tells the Corinthians that now concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous. You people, you should learn such words. Hallelujah. You should what? This word can open doors for you, man. Hallelujah. You go for an interview, you say the interview. All right, then you, man, you unleash that coward. So, you young man, you had better take this wisdom. Learn some few words, serious words. So it says that it is superfluous. Where is it? Now concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know your willingness to give, okay? About which I boast of you to the Macedonians. That what? Speak up. Be confident. Achaia, those are yours. So anyway, that is a region, eh? Okay? Yeah, those people were ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. Glory be to God. Your zeal to give has stirred up other people to give. Hallelujah. So in that sense, now other people are getting blessed. Okay, when they hear what you did, or when God causes them to hear, or when God wants to inspire you, all right, or to inspire them. Okay, he will get your story to them. Hallelujah. Like how I got to hear about Manzi's giving. Yeah? Was it in December? Okay. Remember Mr. Manzi Isoke? How many of you know him? Manzi Isoke. Very 6 years, seven. Nine, okay, yeah, nine. And man, the guy went to a shopping mall and was asking people there, do you want money? Do you want? Okay. He even asked the mother here. By the way, those people wouldn't show that money. They were just being what? Disobedient. There's no way that money was supposed to be alone. That money was forgiving. Hallelujah. You can tell them I said it. That money was, because you see, in the dream, there was nothing like land, they took his money. It was given, but because I think the amount was so big, they are like, ah, we are lending, you know. Yeah, and I was like, there were some, was anything there that lend them? Or you want to keep peace in your marriage? Yeah. So now, you guys, if God tells you to give someone money, don't lend them. Give them the money, and now you just wait for prayers. Hallelujah. For what? Hey, in their prayers for you, they will longingly pray for you. But also, God will use your story to stir up other people, to inspire them to give. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now you see, that person who canceled that loan, I'm sure people who lent money here now, they're inspired. They're nagging in now who canceling a loan. Bob, say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Back in the day, I used to be a giver, man. Okay, one of these days I'm coming back, man. But back in the day, I was a giver. I was a giver to the extent that, man, sometimes God would use me, okay, in people's dreams, telling them that, man, be like Moses. Hallelujah. One of them is Nalongo's daughter, okay? Mariam's mom gave birth to Mariam. Okay, so Mariam was among those. Right now she's in a children's church. Okay, so I think it was like 2013. Hallelujah. Please, okay? What do they say? All, how do I know that you're listening? All eyes on me, and what? There's something else, and we're quiet. Okay? That's how they teach kids. How do I know you're listening to me? All eyes on me. Hallelujah. So anyway, I think it was 2012 or 2013. Okay? We are in Zoe. Then the fellowship hasn't begun, and then Mariam walks to me. Okay? Then she says that, yes, I saw you, rather, I had a dream. And in this dream, you were speaking with Jesus. But man, those things, eh? This Jesus also. Because if I'm speaking with you, why does it have to be in a dream, man? You come and, why does it have to be in someone's dream? You come and appear to me and we talk, man. Glory be to God. And so in a dream, Mariam says that she saw me, I and Jesus were talking. All right? Then she says that, and you had a lot of gray hair. Okay? Then Jesus told me, Mariam, because Mariam was wondering about the gray hair, you know, the mob gray hair that I had. And so, yeah, Jesus tells her that gray hair that Moses has is back in the day I was a serious chap, is a sign of the wisdom that he has. Then Jesus tells her that, and so tell people to take him very seriously. Okay? That was back in the day. So don't worry about what? About now. then the dream continues, and I have a very fat check. Okay? A fat check. Yeah? It's called a blank check. But very big. Okay? Then Jesus tells Maria that this blank, big blank check, okay, represents the amount of money that is coming to Moses. All right? Then Jesus says that, and if you want that money to also come to you, do what Moses does. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now you remember, back in the day I was a giver, and now God was using me to stir up people. In this case, Miriam. Hallelujah. Then she has a friend again, a friend. She's called Usani. Okay? Around that time, she also dreamt when I had sweets. Okay? Many, and I was just dishing them out. But she realized that the more I gave out the sweets, the more I got. Eh? The more I got. Then she was like, I should also do the same. Okay, what Moses is doing, distributing, scattering seeds, rather, sweets, so that now also me, I can have more sweets. So again, by that dream, God was inspiring Sanyu also. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So your giving blesses other people, and one of the ways it blesses other people is God uses your giving to inspire them. Hallelujah. Those things of imitate me as I imitate Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, the third party that gets blessed by your giving is most importantly, it's God. Hallelujah. Most important is God. We've seen how it blesses the recipient. Their needs get supplied. Okay, then it blesses you because they pray for you. You understand? Then also the other people get blessed when God uses your giving to inspire them. Okay? Now, even God gets blessed by your giving. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 13, which we read, but we shall read it again. It says that through the proof of this ministry of giving, okay, the people you have given glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. Okay? People do what? They glorify God. Hallelujah. Okay? If you have someone who has refused to glorify God, okay, one of the ways you can do it, just give them something. Somehow, glory to God will come out of their mouth, man. Hallelujah. Joanne, you're the one who has failed to get some of these people to praise and worship God during the praise and worship sessions. Okay, one of the ways you can get at least thank you, God. Just give them something. Just give them money. Just give them, water. At least that 1 second of thank you, God. Hallelujah. But on a serious note, okay, your giving will cause glory to go to God. So in that sense, God is blessed. God is what? God is blessed. Then for you, you remember you can be blessed through the recipient, but also through God. For you, one of the ways you get blessed, okay, through God, okay, after you've given is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, which says that, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Glory be to God. Basically, God will give back to you. Hallelujah. There is a saying that you cannot outgive God. Hallelujah. You cannot do what? You cannot outgive God. Okay? And that should cause like the fear of giving that might be upon you. That phrase, that saying should break that. That you can't outgive God. Okay? In fact, it says that, rather, there's a proverb, I think it is Proverbs 19:17, which says that that he who gives to the poor lends to God. Lends to who? Lends to God. Giving to the poor, you are lending to God. Okay, and remember, God is not like you. God pays back. He's what? God pays back his loans. Okay? But if you don't pay back your loans and you are in a position to do so, the Bible says you are wicked. The Bible says you're what? You're wicked. The Bible says that the wicked borrow and do not pay back. Hallelujah. Okay? And from my research, okay, research. That's the English we used to speak at USAID before Trump, what? We came into power. Yeah, from my research, there are so many balokole, born-again Christians, who are wicked. Who are what? Wicked. And if you're in that group, please jump out of it. Pay back your debts. Hallelujah. If you are able to. If you're not able to, go talk to the creditor. They are called that. Talk to the person who lent you. Say, man, I want to pay back, but I'm not able. Please, yeah. Then say, yeah, I understand. Hallelujah. Okay, but I need to emphasize that the Bible says that he who gives to the poor lends to God. And when you lend to God 50K, God is not going to pay you back 50K. Hallelujah. Hajja kuongera mu what? Chintu chidogo, you know. Something. Okay? I know it's chintu chidogo. Of course, I was joking. Hey, but you add something big, which will encourage you, man, to lend him more. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hey, it will encourage you, man, this deal of what? Lending God die, man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Stir up the gift of giving within you. If you don't, one of the things that is going to happen to you, if you're broke, you'll continually be broke. Hallelujah. Yeah, you shouldn't just position yourself to be giving. You understand? Because everyone knows what, you know, I'm in need, what, so. Okay, when Balo testifies of a bonus, now you're like, those people should give me. Yeah, you know. And the moment you put yourself in, that is, the moment that mind grabs you, you're finished. That thing of, I'm supposed to be given. The vampire, the siwa. Hey, everyone knows, man, for me. Man, the moment that spirit grabs you, you're finished. I'm telling you, and you should always fight it. Hallelujah. Okay, that thing of, man, for me, I have nothing. People are supposed to give me. Okay? That's why you find some people right now, they're in churches, different churches, today, with Sunday. Because they go to church to be given. You understand? In fact, some people craft testimonies, man. You know, then they hoodwink Bambi with nice book Christians. See, come off a yevaziwe. Then you respond, what? Yevaziwe nyo. Mukama mulunji. Kale, si naku satu. Made Syria. Nemukama ambese zao. God has kept me alive. Haven't eaten for 3 days. No mana wangete. Tunya chakulia ne mukama at sobo zese za. Okubao. But the whole, whatever that testimony is to call now, women who have kids. Mommy, you look at their kid, hasn't eaten 3 days. You are waiting for Pastor Moses to stop telling his stories. Because Kati, giving a good day, mommy, you need to help. You came with church for 10K, offertory. 5K, 5K note. Then you're like, shoo. You know, you cut it into two because the 5K man. You know, and man, back in the day, there was a woman who came here with those stories. She didn't know that I've been around this city for quite some time. Okay, she didn't know that I wasn't born in Toro, man. I was born in Buganda, man. Here, Kampala. Okay, and like they say, Kampala Sibizimbi. So she came. Then the service ends, and with the Kabebe Bambi, the service ends. Those things of first time visitors, wow, you know. The service ends, then she comes here. Yeah, Pastor, what? Come here, Kati. Pastor, any that story, what, see, what, silly deme, no mana wange. But I suspect she was lying, because if you haven't eaten for 3 days, there's no way you can climb those steps. And of all churches, you've looked for one where you have to climb, what? What? Churches, what? You see level, eh? But you haven't eaten in 3 days. Then you visit a church where you have to climb up steps. Anyway, but I just said, of course, she's lying because she's broke. So I was like, So I got out, like a 50K, then I gave her. Then the following Sunday, she comes back. Those things of, we have a new member, man. Okay? Then the service ends, she comes back, gives me a story. Gives me a story of, what, Pastor Bar? Someone who died, like a relative, and the burial, I think, is today. What is where? Very far. So, can you see now? Transport. Okay? So, then I think I told her something like, anyway, this response, which I gave her to the effect that I'm not giving you money. All right? And she thought I was joking. This way people think pastors, man, they love people, you know. And we love what? People, but in the right way. But sometimes we are like you. We also don't love. Sometimes we're also sinners. Some a few times, you know, we are sinners also. So anyway, she thought I was joking, but then she saw me, man, getting up and getting into my car, and I burst. Okay, but she was persistent. I think she went to Gaza High School. They have a motto, never give up. So she came back with her child. Then service ended, she came back. She sat here. She tells, now, Pastor, I have something in my breast. So I went to the doctor. Now the doctor say netaga scan, okay, scan, yeah, like a breast scan, so they can see what the problem is. Then they told me about how much money kati sirina send nechizimba. Now you can see she was a muyaye. So you see, she has crafted something which you cannot ascertain. Cool, now you can't say, let me see the chizimba. Yeah? The tumor. You understand? Eh? So you know, she, like, you see now a seasoned thug. Okay? Then there's something I told her. I was like, Kachono. I was like, Kari, to sabe, Mukama asobola vyona. Yes, let us pray for healing. Because you don't have money for the scan. Kati, let us pray. So we sat here, we hold hands. But of course, I wasn't praying. But I was speaking words, but I knew I was just trying to show this person that I was born in Buganda. I grew up in Kampala. Okay? Then I think she was in shock, man. Okay? Then I stayed with some people here. Then she saw me getting out. Okay, then she somehow went at the gate there, waiting. Okay? I think she was in unbelief that man, a pastor. I think she was wondering, but no, see, pastor, because how can a pastor refuse to give you money for health care? So I drove out of the gate, and she was looking in shock, man. I'm leaving. Hallelujah. And she has never come back. She has never visited us. Hallelujah. We lost a member, Joanne. With a baby, two members. Hallelujah. But understand that there are some people she had what? Played behind there. And one of them must be Judith. Understand that when she could make the kakid cry, then Bambi, women would feel sorry for the baby, what? And they go, what? Yes, understand. There's someone who told me that she had played guys behind there. Hey. Now you should thank me. I'm the one who got what? That prayer. Prayers do, man. That prayer did it all. Glory be to God. Amen. Years ago, many years ago, now it is more than 20 years ago, when I was at Apostle Molinde's church, okay? There used to be lunch hours, lunch hour praying, okay, services. So now first, before the service would start, okay, the service starts with prayer, man. Prayer never survived. It's called what? Interceding is called what? Aha, network guy, mawanga, you know, then... Then it happened to me twice because I came late, so I sat at the bar. So to what pray guide that to serve. No. Then some car lady came out, she got in and sat next to me. Then that way guide that was, you know. Then there's those things of now join hands with your neighbor, Musabe, like a prayer of agreement. So you hold hands. Then we finished. Yeah? The leader was like, amen. Now, the moment I opened my eyes like this, people are just thugs, man. Moment I opened my eyes like this, she's like, then she gave me like a financial request. About what did she tell me? About lunch? About what? You know, So, like the moment you open your... Like, they have mastered the game, Gets you at that time when you're very prone. Over demo moyo. Over demo quick. How are you going to say no? You know, Then you tell her, we're sitting in a cent. Then 1 minute later, you see her exiting, man. So, I realized that I think there may be workers around on the streets, right, you know? So they time that prayer, whatever, then they come. Bakoleyo, then, you know, But they maybe they are cooking food, you understand? It happened to me twice. So you can see, I've been around, man, for quite some time. Things have happened to me which haven't happened to you. Now that thing of the moment you open your eyes like this, tebakuwa even what? Time to gap. Aha, that's the word. Tebakuwa gap. Oksoka okomawo mumubiri. You're still in the spirit. You have encountered God. Maybe you've even seen a vision. How are you going to say no to a fellow Christian's financial need when you've just seen Jesus? You can't, man. If you are born in Toro, you can't. You need to have been born here. Muchibuga, city born, New York. Hallelujah. You're laughing, but these things are what? Very serious. Glory be to God. But what was I saying? I was saying that God for you, he will make all grace abound toward you. 2 Corinthians 9. 8. He will make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. This is why God wants you to stir up the gift of giving that is within you. Hallelujah. Stir up the gift of giving that is, and I need to go back to this. Never put yourself in that category of everyone knows I don't have, so everyone, like I'm entitled. People should be giving me. Yeah, what? Musomesa, love God. Now I'm here, love me. When I was in Zoe, I used to do these things of what? To preach these giving things from the scripture. And man, it's like people didn't hear what I say. Yeah? Some people. Now, because they hear the testimonies, how you gave this, then your kids were born, how, then you gave. So people were in their ears, what they heard is, come and I give you. This is what kids were hearing, man, some people. And so then they will come to you after the service. Say, now, pastor, what? At that time, I wasn't even a pastor, man. Pastor, now, what, my children, what, school fees? And I was like, did you hear what I said? I told you, give. I didn't tell you to beg. Now, please understand me. There's nothing wrong with requesting for help. But I could tell that people were just manipulating me. I worked in Apache years ago, more than 20 years ago. Okay? I worked in Apache. Okay? Then there used to be a UCC. There used to be called Uganda College of Commerce. Aduku, Aduhu, I think that's what it's called, Aduhu, but it is Aduku. Okay, so there's whatever there. I was at a health center, but then nearby there was a Uganda College of Commerce College. So I knew there was a fellowship there. So I was like, wow, great. I have somewhere I can, a fellowship, midweek. So I go to know the day when they meet, so I used to go there, like every week, to fellowship with these what? With students. So somehow they get to know that I'm a doctor, then I'm born again. Then one time, they gave me an opportunity to preach. Hallelujah. Hey, and I was like, so in my heart, I was like, because Kati, you remember back in the day, I was like, the only thing on my head was giving. Okay? The avios, land, cars, gasivili, muman. Okay? Right now, I look back at land I should have bought back in the day. Okay? But I don't regret because I gave all that money and God blessed me for it. And so, they gave me an opportunity to preach, then I'm like, as in, what else do I know? Giving. And I think those guys, I could see they were tired. Never over 100 scriptures. Then you could see the leader looking at his watch, basically trying to signal to me that, man, doctor, what? I didn't feel too cool, yeah. And so, now, when I sat down, as they were concluding, a car note came to me. There's someone who had sent a note, so it came. Then he got to me, man. So I open what? Then I read. Don't look at these good things. It's Lydia who was Lydia's company, which gave me this for meantime as I get new specs. And so the note. Now this was some girl. She had written to me what my baby now we're not eating. Good stories. What so what? Now, I was like, did this person listen to what I said? Okay. And so that story also went on and on until the person realized that I was from Kampala. Okay. But never put yourself in that thing. A spirit will get on you. A spirit of poverty, man. Even now when God blesses you with money, you don't want to testify. Because if you testify, then people say, hey, Kati, biatelela. So, Because you want to keep yourself in that what? That African thing where you think Americans have your money. You understand? So a president comes and he does the right thing. We're wasting money. If our people are even misusing it, the money for aid. Aid is good, yes, but our guys are misusing it. So, no, let us first stop. Then, man, Africans get angry. Sentences is all, but you get angry. Do the thing when you look at rich people or anyone who has more money than you and you get angry. You just think you are broke because they are rich. You start to hate people for nothing. And you know those who hate people are ending up in hell. Okay? This morning I had a dream, na banja. Yeah? Now that dream I'm still thinking about it. I'm like, God nyamba. Because when you find the interpretation, you are sure nonji. Na ye. But na banja. Then we ended what we're doing. She just mean runyoro man. Okay? Usamka phrase, which means that I don't hate you. But she just didn't runyoro toru. Girl. But the point I'm trying to make, that dream will be for some other time. But it was a wonderful dream, man. What I bought from her, you know, when I thought about what that word means in daily life, I was like, this is wonderful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I need to continue to warn you. Never put yourself in that category of those who they are supposed to be given, for them they don't give. Whether it is in church, at your workplace, in the community, or in your family. A wedding meeting shows up, an intro. For you somehow, you're like, they all know that. For me, I make exempt. In fact, after they have contributed to Flavia's intro, they should keep something for me. How is that exiting? They also, what? Who give you something with a dog or what? No, that's stupid. Man, you get yourself broke. A spirit will jump on you. And to get rid of that spirit, man, hallelujah, you be the one that whether balo nange nyinza okumwa yo omtualo, ugwa airtime, ugwa udeta, ugwa mafuta, ngumwe kati. I am the preacher. Hallelujah. Never put yourself in that stuff. I'm telling you guys, position yourself as a giver and then the giver. Hallelujah. I have my watch 5K and the giver. Hey, when I find someone, well, it could be whatever, I can give them like a 1K from my 5K. Ninga bagaga umbalese kukanisa tibanya chibampade kwa nange sibetaga nange ndi giver. Ndi giver like some of the, you understand? Never put yourself in that stuff. I'm telling you, I'm warning you. Okay? But some of you, you're not listening to me, but I'm helping you. Get out of that stuff. You mess yourself up and the generations after you. You know, it's one thing to mess yourself up. So you suffer alone. Those things of you came to smack alone, if they chase you, you are going alone. And so it's one thing to suffer alone, but it's another thing where now your suffering overflows, man, to the generations after you. Now if you let that happen, you're very merciless. Tolinachi, sir. Your grandkids are going to suffer because you are there, right? Getting angry at Trump for doing the right thing for his country. Remember? It's not Ugandans who voted him. It's not Ugandans who voted him. It's Americans who voted him. So he's serving Americans. Hallelujah. Some of you are like, I've never seen a pastor like this. How can you support someone stopping help? Anyway, the reason why you think like that is because you are not born in Kampala. But I'm joking. So now don't get angry with me. Yeah? But I'm joking. Hallelujah. Okay? You got the point? I can go on and on, but I'll stop here. Maybe the rest will be for another day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.